Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Frey. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting 8th. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Jeff Frey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frey is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clemens fires to first and has Hollins trapped. There's the throw to Valentin who tags Hollins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tinsley hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive towards third. Hollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson fields the ball and throws to Clemens covering. Safe. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Knobloch moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Knobloch scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson fields the ball and throws to Clemens covering. Safe. Molitor moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knobloch. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Holland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hollins strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0 for 2 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. There goes Fry trying to get to home. Kelly throws the ball into Knobloch, who relays the ball to Walbeck, who tags Fry, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Stanley and he is out, Nehring applying the tag. Becker moves to second. 2 outs. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhowiak takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hollins moves to third. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to second. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hollins tags and scores. Kelly tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Belinda covering, for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stanton now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Scott Starhowiak. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. Molitor scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hollins hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fry moves to third. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. Fry scores. One out. It's 5-1, Twins. Dan Nalty now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.